USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After 10 apparent bombs are mailed to critics of President Trump in recent days, none of them exploding, the president is up this morning already tweeting criticism of media coverage of the story. He tweeted early today that it's funny how, quote, lowly rated CNN and others criticize him at will and blame him for the current spate of the bombs, yet he says when he criticizes the media, quote, they go wild and scream. Former Vice President Joe Biden commenting on the spate of suspicious packages and bomb threats this week.
My hope is this recent spat of who knows exactly what they were, but these pipe bombs being mailed might wake everybody in my business up a little bit.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself. And also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Caitlyn Jenner is now walking back her support for President Trump's LGBT policies. In a Washington Post column published yesterday, the transgender activist says she was wrong about Trump's commitment to LGBT rights, saying the trans community is being relentlessly attacked by the administration. Jenner slamming Trump by saying he's used the trans community as political pawns. Vice President Mike Pence down south yesterday in Florida, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The state of New York suing ExxonMobil. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
They're alleging the company defrauded investors by misrepresenting the cost of climate change to the company. David Hawkins with the Natural Resources Defense Council says it also claimed aggressive government action on climate change would be prohibitively expensive.
MIT study didn't find that these policies would be extremely expensive. And ExxonMobil simply made up numbers that were greatly exaggerated and claimed that they were supported by this MIT study.
The highest paid TV actors seem to know each other well, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The male stars of the sitcom Big Bang Theory taking over the Forbes 2018 list of highest paid TV actors. In fact, they are first, second, third, and fourth, respectively.
They're Richie Rich Rich.
Well, so how much is that?
Jim Parsons coming in first, taking in $26.5 million, followed by Johnny Galecki with $25 million, and then right behind their co-stars Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, tied for third at $23.5 million a year. The rest of the list includes Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, Mark Harmon of NCIS, and Modern Family stars Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stone Street, and Ed O'Neill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.